Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Happy Friday, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden here on the Truth Straight Up, brought to you by...
By AmericaCitizenPress.com and Denver Center Gen X and Dr. Julie McCallum. Chuck, you need to be more excited. It is Party Friday.
Friday.
Hey, speaking of parties, we're going to have Mark Barrington, a Republican activist.
Yeah, he ran for Congress.
Ran for Congress out of Arvada. Travels like all over the universe, but he's having a great event coming up next week that we're going to be going to. So he is going to be joining us, at 3:30 to talk about that. But want to talk about it, promoting the show Rhinos on Parade. It never ends. The Rhino Parade just tromples right along. Doesn't matter what rules are. Doesn't matter what etiquette is. Just, it's, you know, and we were talking that we're going to get into some specifics about what happened in Adams County, but it's going on all over the country.
It really is. There's a war between, really, it's Democrats and Rhino Republicans or moderate Republicans or business chamber Republicans, whatever you want to call them, versus the grassroots. And it occurs everywhere. It occurred down up in Wyoming. You think, well, Wyoming, I mean, that's almost totally.
You'd think they'd have their act together.
No, the legislature is rhinos and business guys.
Liz Cheney.
The state party is very conservative and MAGA, but they had a thing in the legislature which would not allow Democrats to vote in their upcoming Republican primary, primarily for Liz Cheney. And the rhinos blocked it. The Republicans overwhelmingly control the legislature and the governor's seat, but they were successful. That's how the rhinos, they did it down in Texas. They're doing out now in Pennsylvania, wherever you go.
There's a rhino parade.
The rhino parade.
Waiting just to trample you over. Well, so here's what happened in Adams County. And Joanne Winholtz is that each county has its party chairperson. And Joanne Winholtz does a very good job. It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
And with zero pay. And she is the chairperson of the Adams County Republican Party, the person who was the vice chair. And these are elected positions elected by executive committee, certain members of the Adams County Republican Party. Yes. It's not like I could walk in and just vote. And there are positions, right? And the vice chair quit. And
a big huff attacking the chair.
Right. So that's a whole other story. But so then last night in Adams County, there was an election to have a new vice chair brought in. And only roughly 30 people were eligible, but there were several people interested in the seat. And it came down, as it frequently does, between essentially a rhino. And you could just tell, they get all offended when you call them a rhino. They're like, I'm not a rhino. That's sort of like saying, I don't beat my wife. It's like, you are a rhino. Not that you beat your wife. But at any rate, you don't, as you can see. I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting on. I've had a little bit of the caffeinated sparkling water. Here, sorry.
You never know.
There's no vodka in it, Leo, though.
I think I may have to consult Johnny Depp and his legal team.
At any rate, so there are several people interested in being the vice chair.
Which is amazing, because there's no power in the vice chair, per se.
And no money, and no lot of work.
And you have to do whatever the chair tells you, unless you don't want to do what the chair tells you.
Right.
So the campaign was a guy named Austin Rollinson, who a lot of these rhinos, you know, they have their own consulting firm.
He's a political consulting firm.
And they're mean, they're vicious, they're about everything as unpleasant, and they're bulldozers. I mean, just bulldozers. So he had the meeting transferred to his church, which is great. And it was just a bloodbath. People screaming at each other, and I got into a verbal one with Cynthia Sarmiento, who is just awful, and her mother, and her mother, and they're just saying, you're awful, and I'm going, you're awful, and I said, why don't you give me back my $500 I did for your losing campaign for city chair? Said, I got tons of votes. He said, you came in fifth. You
know? Anyway, Chuck, don't do it. We don't want to get overwhelmingly personal on it. Well, so what
sure
happens
we do.
Is...
Of course we do.
So
that's why I have this show.
What happens is Austin wins by one vote.
One vote.
16 to 15. So then it comes comes out today. It's not even been 24 hours, no. And there are already numerous calls for him to resign. Right. Because what happens is, so these, the party officials, I mean, everybody's got their favorites. Everybody's got candidates they support. But the whole concept is you're supposed to be neutral.
During the primary.
During the primary, publicly neutral, right? I personally have no idea who Joanne Windholt supports or doesn't support or hopes wins or doesn't hope. Right. She never even talks about it, right? You don't hear any of the other party people talking about it either. And Neil Mathai, he's the head of CD7, the chair of CD7, never talks about it, right? He ran the delegation, the assembly perfectly fairly, right? And transparently. So what happens? Austin Rawlinson has been putting up Facebook posts in the Adams County Republican Party, the Adams County GOP Facebook. Now, it's not an official Facebook account.
How can they take over something and not be official? Well, why use a symbol and stuff?
Well, exactly. It looks very official. Yeah. And it's where people in Adams County, if you're a Republican, go to comment. It's a Facebook group, right? You have to be
a member of the group. 99% of them is, or other than this one, is why the Democrats are awful. And why those rascally Democrats stink.
Okay, well, and so what we find out, though, today is that Austin had been posting while he was running for vice chair, theoretically a position where he's supposed to be neutral, vicious stuff about Lori Sain, who's running for Congress in CD8. He's putting up mailers that have gone out. We've got them, plenty of them, right? It's comparing Lori Sain to the Democrat candidate, and there's nothing on there that says who it's from or who's paying for it. And he's saying, ha-ha, the Democrats. He literally says the Democrats are pushing Lori Sain because they know she can't win in the general election. Therefore, we should all vote for Jan Kuhlman, a Thornton mayor, who's also running for the position. So immediately people start questioning him, saying, aren't you supposed to be neutral? Aren't you running for the vice chair position? Not only are you openly supporting Jan Kuhlman, you're trashing
other candidates.
Not only that, you're using the very arguments that Chuck and your group used to say, this is why we need to have a closed primary. When you trashed that, you said that would never happen. Democrats would never play in the Republican primary. And now you're using that, saying Lori Sain is a puppet. She's a favorite of the Democrats because she can't win. Now, he has since deleted the Facebook post.
Real quick.
But to me, it's like, once again, here's a rhino. You know, if the other people had run or if you'd been running and posted, that they would be all over you. It would be unfair. They'd be whining and crying and complaining, right? But it's okay for them to do it. He was running for this. It's like Christy Burton Brown, right? Just putting her finger on the scales. Gina Peters should resign. She shouldn't be running. It's like, that's not your job to decide stuff like that, right?
So really you have, I think there are 37 people eligible to vote and you're never going to get 100%, but this was a packed audience. And so by one vote, he's in and he'll attack the chair, although the chair can give him no positions and no authority. Joanne is like the nicest person in the world, is why Cynthia and her mother are always attacking her. She's just so nice, and these people are so vicious. It's just incredible.
And again, it's like it's like the elite, right? And I mean, and that's almost what happens is the rhinos in many ways consider themselves the elites. They consider themselves smarter than us, better than us. We're just silly. We don't know how to win in a general election, blah, 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 right? And we have to unify behind them. But instead, so here's a guy who just a matter of days before the election, right, is openly trashing the front running GOP.
Yeah, well, the one who's
candidate.
top of the ballot.
Now, this is after that same kind of group of people who are all in cahoots together, right, made sure that Lori Sain couldn't go to the debate. Right. Of which I think actually backfired on them. And so now there are calls for this guy, this Austin Rawlinson, to resign. And it's like, you know, we didn't need this. Right. And now he's going to turn around. I guarantee you he's going to turn around and the rhinos are going to turn around and they're going to blame us. They're going to criticize Chuck and Julie. They're going to criticize anybody who. We can take like criticize us. You're kidding. Who would do that? But the thing is they caused it. Right. He should have had enough common sense, enough integrity to say, okay, you know what? Before, granted, I was a huge, strong supporter of Jan Kuhlman, but now I'm running for the vice party chair, the vice chair position of the County Republican Party. And as such, while the candidacy, while the campaign is going on and until the vote is final, just in case I win, I'm going to stop and I'm going to be neutral. How hard would that be? We're talking about not posting for a matter of days, right? It's not like he would have known. I mean, it's just, but it's just that arrogance. And you know, again, they're going to say, well, you need to unify behind him. It's like, well, where's the unity on his side?
Well, it's happening all over. It's happening in every county. It's interesting that people have money in the political game. And it's true down in Georgia. There's a specific firm that got Rossenberger and Kemp elected that basically gets Democrats elected to Republican positions because the Democrats are so bored. They so dominate things here in Colorado. It was an amazing meeting. There's a couple women sat behind us and they were saying, we're a purple county and we got to do whatever the Democrats like. We have to be Democrat light. And the person who's opposing Austin said, no, you know, we got to have to believe in something. You have to have give something people believe while you're different than Democrats.
Well, and here's the thing. Get a clue, rhinos. Democrats are destroying the country. Have you gone to the gas station lately? Have you tried to buy baby formula? Have you, you know, bought gasoline? It's like, why on earth is anyone saying, oh, we need to be like the Republicans or the Democrats because they're centrist? They are not. The Democrats are bound and determined and are doing a pretty darn good job of destroying the country. We need to be staying loud and clear. We are nothing like those clowns, right? And clowns is putting it mildly, because I would also argue that they're not clowns. They're evil and they're doing it on purpose. So yeah, rhinos, get over it. And not only that, quit cheating, have integrity, have some ethics in a situation like this. And I do think he should resign, right? I think he won by one vote. Of course he won't, right? And instead they're going to criticize us. And I don't know. I know that there's some people on our Zoom call. If there is anybody who was at this meeting or who wants to weigh in on this, feel free. You can always unmute yourself, okay? And then go ahead and call at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. But these rhinos are all going to say, oh, if we're going to win, we have to appeal to the middle and we have to all unite so you can't criticize us. And then they pull a stunt like this. That's not going to win, guys.
Attacking the chair, having a chair, vice chair, who's attacking you is about the worst thing you could do to a county party, because the vice chair ostensibly has no power except as given to him by the chair. And so it's just going to be a food fight from out of February. And it's going to get ugly. And, you know, it's a strange way, but rhinos are happy to destroy everything. They're good destroyers. They've destroyed the Republican Party in Colorado, you know.
Well, and I'm going to just go ahead and raise this. I know that in the Facebook postings, this Austin guy said he has a political consulting company, right? So once again, we've got the consultant class jumping in and trying to take power to make sure that they can keep the money flowing into their businesses, right? That's why they support these people. Don't fool yourself and think it has anything to do with ideology or ideas. It has everything to do with money. Now, he says he doesn't have any of the Adams County candidates in his company. And I guess I would say not yet. He's hoping not yet. Because there's no money, really that much money flowing in. No. But if the money comes after the general or after the primary.
Well, they have something called the marketing committee, which they've been trying to get themselves paid for and constantly trying to make positions that pay. And it's just incredible. Here's one from Wendy saying, Austin claims to have all kinds of political experience. So he should know better. He should resign. The integrity of the party depends on it. So that was a good point.
Right. Well, and exactly. And again, if we want to weigh in on a county chair, a state chair who put, like Christy Burton Brown did in the Tina Peters thing, put their thumb on the scales, then we need to make sure that we have absolute integrity ourselves. And again, we're not talking. This was a Facebook post, not even just saying, hey, I think Jan's a good candidate. This was a Facebook post attacking the number one person on the number one Republican on the ballot, the person who is most most likely to win trashing this person. So what's he going to say if Lori Sane wins? So he's the vice chair of the Adams County Republican Party, one of the biggest parties in, or the biggest counties in Larimer, CDA. It's right. Larimer, and so let's just say Lori Sane wins, which I hope and think she will. So what's he going to do now, right? As the vice chair, he's going to say, sorry about So he's going to clearly be working to undermine her in the general election so we can have some other radical progressive left person in Congress. It's just,
I'm curious to know if Austin's working on the Kaufman campaign. He sure seems to be pushing for over all the other candidates in CDA.
Yeah. You know, I don't, he says he's not, he does not have any CDA candidates. And again, I would just simply say, well, not yet. Yeah. And I think there should be, personally, I think there should be a rule that if you are a consultant and you make your money off of politics, then you can't hold a county position. Right. I mean, to me, that seems like an inherent conflict of interest. Let's just say I own my own Julie and Chuck, we own consulting thing. and we want now start running Adams County. And then we start handpicking the candidates who want to hire us or who already have hired us. It's an inherent conflict of interest. So I would go further than even just saying he should resign. I would say, if you make your living off of political candidates, you shouldn't be in a position where like that. It should be neutral, you know? And again, I'm going to give Joanne Winnowitz all the credit. That poor woman, I was reading back and forth because this was a vicious fight for the party vice chair. And I mean, every other day there were like 80 emails and everybody was like, well, we should do it my way. No, we should do it my way. No, we should do it my way. This is an unpaid position. Joanne needs all the help she can get in Adams County, right? She doesn't need controversy from somebody who should totally know better than be trashing one of the Republican candidates on the Adams County Republican Facebook page.
Yeah, no, it's just outrageous. It's just outrageous. But that's who you get these days. And it's happening all over the country, no matter where you go. And it's, you know, you got June 28th coming up. The ballots should be out
Monday.
I'll post the editorial that the Chronicle ran, saying who the establishment candidates were and who the grassroots candidates, the leading ones. It isn't everybody running, but
right.
Who the leading ones are.
Well, and here we can see this from Wendy. My reply to Austin on the post before he quickly deleted it, I thought the Adams County GOP had to maintain neutrality before primaries. Shame on you for bashing Lori Sane. She's been a true fighter for conservatives with 8 years under the dome and now as well county commissioner. She's fought for your rights too. Exactly. And this from Sandra. We can see how that worked for KKB, trying to put a thumb on the scales. Tina Peters received 61% of the votes, or roughly that. Hopefully, you know, we can fight back against the establishment. And we do. It's kind of like the Democrats, right? You have to, you know, keep calling them out. I was talking to somebody else about this earlier today, and she said, you know, it just gets exhausting. It's like you have to be ever vigilant. It gets exhausting fighting back against the people who are supposed to be on our side. And I agree, you know, but that's one of the reasons why we wanted to talk about it. Because if we don't, we will continue to have a party in Colorado run by the consultant class, which is run by the donor class, which is run solely by what's in their best interest, not in the best interest for the rest of us.
That's absolutely true. All right. Well, maybe we'll move on to Johnny Depp.
Chuck is like, we need to do the whole show on Johnny Depp. I'm like, no. All right. Johnny Depp.
So the trial came in, verdict. He gets net like $8.35 million. And then all of the mainstream media, from the New York Times to the Guardian to Yahoo News to the Rolling Stone to everyone else, this is awful. This is terrible. What about all the poor victims of abuse? And you kind of go, but she wasn't a victim of abuse.
Did you not pay attention to the verdict? The verdict said she was not, she was lying.
It's basically they're saying, believe all women, especially when they're lying.
Yeah.
And this utterly
Well, believe
awful
the lies. It's like the truth doesn't matter. No. The fact, well, but that was our point, you know, and what do you think? There's some talk, and I think it's true, that I think it will come to pass, that this may help let people have like their day in court rather than just having media claims and somebody can just come out and say, oh, this guy abused me, this guy tried to kiss me, et cetera, and all of a sudden lives and careers are destroyed.
Well, I love Bill Murray. He apparently put his arm around somebody, pulled somebody's ponytail jokingly, and other kind of incredibly minor things. And he, all of a sudden, his film got canceled. You know, he is now Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby. I mean, it's just amazing that it's gotten from you know, drugging people, women, and raping them, down to putting your arm around somebody.
In Johnny Depp's case, to having stuff that's not even true. Doesn't even have to happen. Right. All you have to do is say it happens. And I think one thing that hasn't been getting enough attention on that is the Washington Post. I think I understand why they probably can't be sued, but you would think it would be harder, but you would think that is a major journalistic organization, and I use that term, I know, in regard to them, but you would want to say to Amber Heard, is there any actual evidence that Johnny abused you? I know we're making this a big deal and we're playing it up and it's going to be all over, it's going to make a big splash, but like, is there any police report or pictures, or is there anything?
Well, she did have her TRO she went into that she had published on front of
Those are nothing, right? And the ones that are needed don't work. So temporary restraining orders are. Yeah, I mean, the Washington Post, I think, bears a considerable amount of shame here. Now, of course, they don't care, right? I mean, they did it. They've long since moved on. They don't care, number one, that Amber Heard is destroyed, right? They don't care that Johnny Depp is destroyed or his career is. Yeah, they don't care about anything. They've long since moved on.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I know Kyle Rittenhouse said that, you know, he too is going to be filing some defamation lawsuits against media organizations, saying, you know, he said he, like Johnny Depp, felt like the jury gave him his life back too.
Right.
But that's not enough. You got to fight back against the organizations that carried the lies in the first place.
Well, it's exactly the same. Anybody who watched the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that I knew or that went public or kind of absolutely believed he was innocent. Anybody who didn't watch it and is a liberal thought, you know, a racist killer got out. And same with Johnny Depp. I mean, it's interesting. Johnny Depp is anything but a conservative. Talked about a conservatives have all backed him, and
because it's the truth.
Well, yeah. Well, conservatives like the truth,
right?
Liberals, just their truth, also matter.
Right.
Matters.
No, and I think it'll be, you know, one of the things they were all saying, the liberal news organizations were saying, well, this is bad for abuse victims. It's like, no, what's bad for abuse victims is having somebody like Amber Heard, you know, get on there and claim she was abused when she wasn't. That's what's hard for abuse victims,
right.
Many of the abuse organizations were also saying, they're like, this is, Amber Heard was not abused. I mean, nobody believed it. And the people who are criticizing the verdict aren't actually saying they believe it. They're just saying,
some are. Some cherry pick what little things she presented, you know, her makeup artist or something. But the fact that dozens of people had to be lying for Amber Heard to be true. And it was clear that, you know, she came up with some minor injuries and that wasn't good enough. So pretty soon it was Johnny Depp is one of the great horrific sexual masochist or sadist there is. And she just kept on piling it on. And who knows whether she ever believed, well, she doesn't believe it, but no. You know, liars don't have to. I mean, you know.
Well, she's trying to make, she's not a particularly good actress. And so she's trying to make a career out of this. Let me, before I see Mark Barrington is joining us, before we go to him, one other thing
I got one call. Let's talk to Sherry from Lakewood online too. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey.
So I wanted to talk about two things.
Sure.
And I'm kind of not talking about Johnny Depp.
That's okay.
There's kind of a mainstream journalist I really like a lot. I think she's counted as mainstream. It's Laura Logan.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been following any of her.
Well, she's on Fox, but you're right.
She's not considered mainstream.
But I know what you're talking about. She's corporate. Well, she's big. She's on Fox.
Right.
She's been doing absolutely excellent work regarding the Ukraine and Russia.
Yep.
But what I wanted to tell you is she's going to be coming out with a movie that Mike Lindell is backing, and it really has to do with Tina Peters, because where Mr. D'Souza did the mule thing,
right?
Like the ballot harvesting, she's actually addressing the machines,
and she's
addressing the information Tina Peterson found. And I believe it comes out July 16th, somewhere around there. I saw a trailer of it. It's going to be great.
Well, and you know, on to that note, Sherry, and you aren't going to see this anywhere in the corporate media, but the federal government today is releasing a report, a cybersecurity report, where they found, shocker of all shockers, that the Dominion voting machines can be hacked and are not secure, right? It's like, so is Dominion going to apologize to Randy Corcoran, to Joel Altman, any of those people, Tina Peters?
No. They would claim...
They just found that out now?
Yeah, there's a
didn't say that the machines had been tampered with.
They just said they could be tampered. They could be tampered with. Yeah, so that came out today. I think if you were to Google like cybersecurity, Dominion, I know the Associated Press kind of did a story on it saying that it didn't matter because they weren't hacked anyway. So, but so that's great to know.
That's nice that now they have finally caught up with what everyone else seemed to have already figured out. But
all right.
Okay. And then the second thing.
Yep.
I wanted to talk to you about the last couple shows. You talked to Brian June Depp a little bit about the shooting, and you talked with Karen about mental health. And okay. So I don't know if you're aware, but the guy in Buffalo, New York, he had threatened to shoot up his school the year before. And the FBI was watching him. They were aware of him, like you guys brought out. The FBI seems to know all these people.
Right.
And yet somehow he was able to still buy guns, even though they knew this about him, and very fancy guns at that. But also, apparently he was on a Discord, and the Discord had seven people. He was one of them. The shooter was one of them. Six of the other people were FBI.
Yes.
Retired FBI. Because
it was, and when it was, it was a Discord thing. Yeah. Am I right?
What's a Discord thing?
Discord, Rev has. It's like a little, like a Instagram only without pictures. It's like a little texting thing, right? Okay. A chat group. And am I not right in, theoretically, it was a chat group for white supremacists, right? And so all of the FBI guys were essentially fake people on this group, right?
And this guy was black, wasn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, when you look at MK Ultra, which is a brainwashing through the CIA, they wanted to target damaged people, damaged children, because they already mentally are easier to control. If you look at all of these shooters, they're seeing therapists, they have a screwed up family life. And so how hard is it? Oh, they're on drugs. I'm guessing many of them are. They're seeing a therapist. And then you got six retired FBI. Why retired? Because you can't do Freedom of Information Act on them.
Right.
And are talking to this guy.
Right. No, I mean, exactly. Exactly, Sherry. No, and that didn't get out, right? And nor did the FBI agents mention it to anyone either. So that was it. Hey, listen, we got to go to Mark Barrington. Thank you for call. Thank you for the tip
about
the movie. We'll keep our eyes out on it.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Sherry. And Mark, I thought I saw you join the Zoom meeting. If you're there, there you are. Oh, he's driving. He's mobile.
We are mobile.
You are constantly mobile. I'm friends with you. You may not know this on Facebook. And I'm like, I want to live your life. You're like, oh, here I am in Vegas. Here I am in DC. Here I am in wherever, someplace fun. You're living a life.
We are. We're actually down in Florida in the middle of a tropical storm.
It's
terrific. But we were able to get 2 days in at Universal, which was great. You know, the other company I don't give the money to, but this one I do.
Right.
So, but you know what? It's great. We're getting ready to start and have a little bit of fun and get some relaxation in before our big thing next week. And we're super pumped, man. We're pumped to be on the Chuck and Julie show, man.
There you go. Well, why don't you have folks? I mean, we've had you on our show back when we were at KNUS. We've had you on the show since.
Yep.
And I don't even know really how to describe you. You're just a Republican, conservative, pro-family activist, I guess.
I am a ticked off Republican, guys. And we need to band together. Look, I know I've had disagreements with you guys. I have them with other people. We should be able to do what our opponents do, which is come together, rally behind the troops, right? Put our disagreements aside, find the best leaders that are going to take us to the next level and quit this bickering within each other. So you know what? We're standing up, and this next Thursday, June 9th, we're hosting the first annual. That's right. The first annual Pro Family Rally. And we're going to make it bigger, badder, and radder than anything you've ever seen in Colorado. We're bringing in a band called Seventh Day Slumber. And the best part is it's totally free.
Wow.
I'm so pumped. Yeah, it's pumped, man. And it's not even corporate sponsored. I paid for it. I'm so ticked off. We barely had anybody show up to the pro-life rally in downtown Denver after that terrible bill was done by our whatever you call them, nincompoops down there at the Capitol. Our Republicans barely stood up for us. Let's get rid of the rhinos. Let's primary the heck out of all these other people. Let's start a new wave of leadership. Let's focus on adoptions over abortions. And you should get passionate after watching this, man. This is awesome.
Well, all right, how do people get to go to your
right? Because I think we're coming.
Yes, yes. You guys are some of my VIP speakers. We're going to have former Colorado Rockies pitcher Jason Hirsch say a few words. We're going to have Cassandra Brunson, who's an author and the head of The Calling, speak a few words. We're going to have Tim Reichert speak a few words, who's a businessman. We're going to have author Rick Roberts speak a few words. We're going to have a special guest appearance via video from a guy on The Voice, Biff Gore. He's going to sing a little thing for us and say a few opening words as well. I'm getting more people coming on board, guys. Oh, wow. This is the momentum that we are going to make this happen. We want thousands of people there. The best part is, as you asked, it's at Dirty Dogs Roadhouse. This is not a corporate event. This is a free concert at Dirty Dogs Roadhouse in Golden, Colorado. I'm so pumped for this. It may not be your type of music, but you know what? Just come and support it. Have fun. These guys, let me tell you about this. I couldn't get him on because he's out on tour traveling across the mountains. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about this. Joe Rojas, who started Seventh Day Slumber, you know, he grew up without his father. So we're throwing this rally because there's a lot of families in crisis. There's a lot of children that need families, right? His story is perfect. And all his image was of his mom was his dad beating him. That was it. So that's the first thing. The second thing about his life is he was in and out of jail at a young age. And by 18, he was in what they call big boy jail. Okay. Very mm-hmm. troubled life. We're throwing this pro-life rally, this pro-family rally, because we want people to see the importance of spending time with families, right?
Right.
Get out there and do that. Then you got from jail a $400 a day cocaine addiction. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this story is unbelievable. And from there, he had an attempted suicide. This is what's so moving about his story. He was in the back of an ambulance, and he'll tell it better. And his mom came to him, and he accepted Jesus Christ. And 20 years ago, he started this band, Seventh Day Slumber. They're out on the road. They're fighting hard for the Lord. They're fighting hard for freedoms in this country. They want to make a difference. And I was like, you know what, guys? Let's bring you to Denver. You've never been here. So we're bringing them to Dirty Dogs Roadhouse on Thursday, June 9th. From 5:30 p.m. to 9:30. It's going to be awesome. And the speakers will be in between. We'll also have a headliner band. It's going to be great, guys. And you'll be part of it.
One other thing that's good and I appreciate it is it's for families, right? Kids are welcome.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
No drag queens. We're not going to have drag queen story hour.
No way. Hey, and you know what? Contact your local libraries and your school officials if that stuff's happening, man. You know what? If we don't stand up for what we believe in, and this is where I'm saddened. I'm saddened that we're not standing up and we're not taking the pledge for what's right. My wife's looking at me like I got too much energy while we're driving.
You're fine. All right, well, listen, we'll let you go because you're on vacation. We appreciate you popping in to tell us about this.
100%.
5:30 to 9:30, next 30, Dirty Dog Roadhouse.
Can you get a ticket ahead of time or just show up?
Yeah, just show up. No tickets. And okay. It's on the Facebook page. If you type in Pro Family Rally, it's the only one that comes up. It's on the Facebook page. If you would put that and just say, hey, I'm interested in going. Let's make some momentum for this, guys. 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Thursday, June 9th. We'll see you there, guys.
All right. We'll see you there, too. Drive safely. Tell your wife and family, hey. We'll see
all
you
right,
later, Mark.
See
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, actually, what's kind of sad is that if you put in Pro Family Rally, there's only one that comes up. You know, you'd think there should be more.
I'm sure it gets banned. I mean, you know, the And it's here, a this Facebook is, police, pro-family?
We can't have family stuff. We're going to be in them. So, okay, so this is from Wendy. So it is, and we'll probably talk about this again because we're going to go. It's from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Dirty Dog Roadhouse in Golden.
Right.
And so, and he, as Mark said, it's free. Kids are welcome. If you don't have a family, you don't have to, you, that's okay too. It's you have to be.
You can be our family.
You can, yeah, we'll be the family of man. Mm-hmm. This is from Sandra. We need more young people like him. Yay, Mark. Good is cool. Ed Zappler, you know, Mark does have a lot of energy. He ran for Congress, right? Mm-hmm. That's when we had him on the show. You know, I do want to push back a little bit on one thing he said, because I do want to give one place where our Colorado legislators, I think, did stand strong was on the abortion issue. They filibustered that and they stood up for that. It passed anyway. So that's the only thing, Mark, I agree with you on everything else. I want to give credit where credit is due to guys like Dave Williams and Patrick Neville. Right. And even the, you know, the more establishment Republicans, they all kind of,
well, they couldn't,
they had to, right. They had to have. So yeah, I think they did what they could on that, but I think he's right. I think that, you know, this whole pro-family and the left is, as we were talking earlier, they want to destroy everything. And families are included because, you know, you want to get rid of parents. Right. You want to get rid of things that support God. You want to have the state become. I mean, I was talking with somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, she actually raised an interesting thing about how idiotic it is, but about trying to go green. But I was saying, you know, the left, they want to destroy things. They don't want to help. They want to destroy things. Charlene, you got your hand up. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say great show the last couple of days. And also, you know, I honestly believe that Soros and the left are funding Republicans' campaigns because the Democrat brand is so sullied. I mean, they don't have a chance of winning.
Well,
so,
Catherine Murdoch certainly is, and there's lots of other Annabella. There are lots
Arabella.
Dark money groups that absolutely are supporting, and their whole consulting firms. That if you're a Democrat, they'll get you elected as a Republican. So
exactly. And I since we can't call them rhinos, I call them derps. Democrats in the Republican Party, D-I-R-P.
Oh, I like it. Charlene, you're great. Like winning caucus, the derps.
Yes, except the derps. And so now it's like I was on a Facebook page, Colorado Republicans. It has like 3,600 people because people think it is the official page. Right. But they had an article on there about how we're going to have to be sensible and pragmatic and we might win. And I posted, but at what cost? You know, if we become Democrats, what have we won? You know?
Right.
And so I posted that and they, you know, they removed the post and then,
there you go, Charlene. Charlene, that's sensible. It's like, you know,
And someone had written an article about how we need to be pragmatic and all that if we want to win. And so I reposted. I said, this is just drivel. I have never heard such drivel. I said, you know, we can't become the enemy in order to win. You know, right. We just can't.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, anyway, I just wanted to say that. And so I just don't really see they've got the money and it's dark money. So we don't even know who their donors are. They don't even have to tell us. So, right. I mean, there's got to be an alternative to this. And, you know, I know what I'm going to do, but I mean, I think everybody's so herded into this two-party system that we just can't, you know, we've given the illusion of choice, but we really don't have choice. So, I mean, there's got to be a way to brainstorm, you know, and get past the ones that have us herded into this, you know, it's not reality. I mean, it's kind of an alternate reality that we are actually electing, you know, real Republican conservatives. We're not.
No.
And so,
state legislature, you got seven that ranked A on the Liberty scorecard and none in the Senate. I mean,
it's happening in the South too. I mean, it just happened in our primary here in Arkansas. So I can just only imagine what it's doing out there. But I mean, it's almost like you're kept in the pen with the herd and the peer pressure, and we got to find a way to break out of it. But can I just say one thing? This Matt Walsh, I've just discovered him. He has got this new video. It is so funny, and
he's a guy. He wrote the book. He wrote the book about the kid gender book, right? And
right. Where, and he's got a,
this video is a
called,
woman one, right? Now yeah, this is like, what's a woman?
And he said, what is woman? And so he's going to all these rallies and asking, he's talking to doctors that prescribe, hormones, to transition. And they're so, highbrow, they probably went to Vassar,
right.
one of these colleges. And they're sitting there and they're going, he's going, I came here to find out what is woman. And she goes, he goes, like, I like scented candles and I watch Sex in the City. So could I be a woman? And she says, you very well could be.
I saw some excerpts of it where he's interviewing this idiot woman. And he says, well, wait a minute. So if I see a chicken lay an egg, I can say that's a female chicken. And she says, yes. And then she says, but do chickens cry? Do chickens have feelings? It's like, I don't know. Yeah. Why is she so anti-chicken? Chickens have feelings. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, because he's. Said, what is woman? She said, it's not something you can describe, unless you are. And he said, well, what is a chicken? And he said, can't you describe a chicken? And you're not a chicken, but you can still describe a chicken. And so anyway, they walk off. But the very funniest part was, oh, you've got to watch it, is when she says, he said, now, what is woman? She goes, it's a constellation.
What?
A constellation,
kind of like it's different points wherever you are at that moment in time. It's a constellation. And so he said, you mean she's a constellation? And
no, you mean they's a constellation.
They's a constellation.
And the woman said, who actually wasn't a woman. She told us she was a man, but we thought she was a woman. But she said, no, it's a constellation. I mean, they've got this lingo down. I mean, they can't even be tripped up. So it is just, it's a psyop. And the lady that called in earlier,
Cherry.
She is on target with everything. She knows so much. But, when you know so much, it's like, but the more people that talk about how much they know, then it's not so much do. But I know people that have a standing in the community and a reputation, and all that, they don't want to go out there on a limb, but it takes that one person standing up and going out on a limb. And then other people start waking up because they are really pressing hard now.
Oh, Charlene, their backs are against the wall. Like I said, it's a cornered animal, right? They're fighting
it's
for their
cornered.
Survival. And
And there are all these shootings all over the country, just everywhere. And so McConnell's told the GOP to work with.
I mean, it's like they have to be pragmatic. Yeah.
So they not look at, I mean, they should look at their own polls. And you're right. And I think what's coming out more and more, I saw, now granted, Rasmussen it has its own leanings, but it was saying they were doing surveys of people who saw 2,000 mules who were like, whoa, right? Democrats and Republicans. And there are surveys that indicate, you're like in a denier if you question anything about the election or say there are any issues other than, we have the gold standard. And then you'd see these surveys and it's like 60 some percent of the people say, yeah, they have problems. They have questions about the election, Democrat and Republican. So they want to try to make you feel like you're isolated and you're the only one who thinks this, when the reality is everybody thinks it except
everyone's thinking it. Exactly. Yep. Almost everyone is thinking it. And the ones, and there are many people thinking it, but they're not saying anything. But right. I mean, they're really ratcheting up, many shootings. And then this bill, Trudeau has already outlawed handguns. And, people say, well, come and get it. Well, here's the thing. They don't have to come and get it. If they already have a record of you registering your gun,
if you
don't turn it in, then they can cut you off. They can cut you off from your
bank account,
your credit card, your bank account.
No, you're right, Charlene. No,
yeah.
And
so
you're
people
absolutely
are counting on them coming to get them, but what they're going to meet with, and don't count on that because they've got other ways to make you conform. Just like with the vaccine.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's just a positive note. But
all right,
Charlene,
happy Friday.
We're all doing good. I love the derps, Democrats in the Republican Party. That's a
exactly.
great.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. Thank you, Charlene. Appreciate it. There's so many. God, there's so many comments. You guys have had some great, great comments. This is from Sandra. One of the most disgusting thing of this transgender BS is the idiots and morons are now claiming to be dogs, etc. I'm puking. I know. I keep trying to identify as a multimillionaire, but that doesn't seem to work.
Oh no, you do good.
I do. Yeah. Let's see. This is from Leo. Bobert mentioned something like there were 195 school shooting deaths since Columbine, but 200 in Chicago this year from January to April, which has, by the way, Chicago some of the the most strict law, gun laws in the whole in the but universe.
In other, Indiana.
From Dr. Donna, Sandra Zuck has the game down better than Murdoch did, getting behind Republican candidates in 2020, which resulted in Weld losing many strong conservatives for weaker ones, et cetera, et cetera. You guys, you have great. Leo says legally Colorado does not have gun registration, but we know what that means.
Right.
Well, you know, I hopefully they will. You never know, because I think, again, polls show that the gun thing is kind of losing. The only thing
stop Colorado legislature from allowing everybody to every state, to every municipality to have their own separate ones. And Denver says you can't have guns here, there, everywhere.
Right.
So you're always in danger.
Well, I mean, and that's a whole other thing. But I think this is going to be my prediction. They're not going to do anything. Right. It's extremely unpopular. They'll talk about it and they'll jump around about it and they'll make speeches about it.
Well, I think it energizes their voters along with abortion rights, and that they say that.
Biden said
that, you know, take all your anger and take it to vote on November 9th and re-elect.
In the meantime, what everybody's really doing is going out and buying guns, right? All this ever really does is boost gun sales. Whenever they talk about gun grabs, gun sales go through the roof. Here's the thing. If you own a gun, get your ammunition now, because as soon as they talk about seizing it all, like, it becomes very hard to get.
Right.
So let me see what you got. Dr. Donna, I think this is true. Leo, getting a background check is a bit like a registration. Yeah. Supposedly they had to dispose of that paper. Yeah, I kind of wonder if they do or not.
They don't.
This is from Wendy. Louisville, Lafayette and Superior and Boulder are all having meetings to begin more gun regulations.
Right.
I think they'll talk about it. Who knows what they'll actually do? Because again, it turns out
it'll be worse and worse. I mean, you know, they'll make more people vulnerable, not be able to protect themselves. Only criminals that have guns, all the awful things, just like everything else they do. I mean, there's nothing they do that's good or positive.
Well, and again, I submit they don't actually really want to solve it. They just want to use it to control us, right? They want to use it to energize their base, and then they want to use it to control us.
Well, you know, in Australia and in New Zealand, you know, they got rid of all the guns. And so the populations, we're subject to the most draconian putting in camps, everything else.
And in Canada, guns are illegal, but fentanyl isn't.
Fentanyl's great.
Yeah, fentanyl's good. So call me crazy. Hey, listen, that is going to wrap it up for us. Thank you to Mark Barrington. Thank you. We've got great comments today.
Next Thursday, come on out to the big event. It sounds like a lot of fun.
We'll talk about it more. Hey, and on Monday, I want to let you know, we're going to have Laurel Eimer on. We had Eric Odlin on Wednesday. Monday, Laurel Eimer is going to be on. You can get all of the shows, links to the podcast, or whatever form you like to listen to it on, at chuckandjulie.com. Thank you to the great guys at BBS.
And later in the week, we hope to have Bob Lewis, who is running against Ken Buck and running an incredible campaign there. So talk to him. He was at the event in Adams to speak afterwards. So
we'll see what we get.
Enjoyed the meeting.
All right. Yeah. Hey, balance drop Monday. So a lot to talk about. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on Friday. We're going to launch our own party Friday now. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.